Now, did you hear what I said? Yes, not like the world, not thinking like the world, not trying to keep up with the Joneses, not trying to do none of those things, but I am following God. And I'm going to win souls. I'm going to be a giver to get the gospel to the missionary. People that will go where I won't go, I'm going to make sure I support them. But if you're broke, you can't support nobody. And the world not going to let you do it. Hallelujah. But there's wealth. It's coming to your house. God wants your eyes open. Put down the stuff that won't give you no increase. I never smoked a cigarette and pulled that smoke in and blew it out, and then I got an increase from it. All I did was burn the thing up and couldn't find nothing left. All right. Are y'all hearing me? You got to stop putting your time, your money, and effort in things that won't bring you nothing. Smoking cigarettes, smoking dope, drinking all kind of booze. It never bring you to county. I never seen a dope man. I seen dope pushers have, you know, a lot of stuff. But those jokers that working for them, they ain't got nothing. They hanging on for their dear life. Hope steal a little money, he shoot them in the head. That is the truth. And you ought to get tired of working for somebody else beating you down. Wealth has come to your house. It's time for increase to come upon your life. It's on you, but I'm talking about it's time for it to manifest. God wants you to know he'll made you rich. There's a flow of it. He have asked you to do things and you ignored him. So what are we going to do today? Are we going to hear the word of the Lord? Rise up and begin to walk in the treasures of the riches, of the wealth of God Almighty, whose streets are made with gold, his gates of pearl, walls of jasper. Hallelujah. Streets of glass and gold. Glory be to God. With nothing missing. You walk around the throne. He got angels there. And you hear him saying, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. And I heard him say, you be holy like I'm holy. Hallelujah. Holy, wealthy, and healthy. That's what God wants for your life. So when he called for you to do something in his kingdom, you won't be saying, Lord, I can't be. You'll be saying, Lord, how much you want me to do? What you want me to do? Well, I come to tell you, the hour is here for you to stop walking and ride in your own vehicle. The hour has come for you to stop renting from other people, paying them money, and buy your own house. The hour has come for you to run down the street to your neighbor. So I need to borrow a cup of sugar and go buy your own sugar. The hour has come that you need to stop running down to your neighbor's. Say, my eggs are out. You can go buy your own eggs, because God have blessed and prospered you and increased you. So when God asks you to do something, you say, how much, Lord? Is this all you want me to do this time? But you won't get there stealing from God. But you'll get there working with God, obeying God, letting the knowledge of that word get in your spirit and get that poor mentality out of your spirit, out of your mind, and you'll find out that I'm not poor. But I've been raised up in Jesus. And everything I need, God has already to me, and he has shown me how to make it increase, because he told me, I give you the power to get wealth. Well, it's time that when God moves, we just don't sit there. That woman, when Jesus opened up the door of opportunity, she didn't have but 2 pennies, 2 copper coins, and that was all she had. But she moved at God's command, and I promise you, she didn't stay with 2 copper coins. Hallelujah. But you holding on, knowing that you ought to be acting on the word of God. People have to twist your arm sometimes, but I want to commend you this morning. You begin to act better now. Things are beginning to change. Hallelujah. God wants you blessed. What he mean? Wants you to walk in his blessing. He wants you to overflow in blessing. For the blessing of the Lord makes you rich, and no sorrow come with it. If you will hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord your God, to observe and to do all that he command you to do, all these blessings will come on you and overtake you. What will come on you? You'll be blessed in the city. You'll be blessed in the field. You'll be blessed when you go out. You'll be blessed when you come in. You'll be blessed in your storehouse. You'll be blessed in your body. You'll be blessed in the cattle. You'll be blessed when you plant your crop. You'll be blessed when you go to your job. You'll be blessed. You'll be blessed. You'll be blessed, because the blessing of the Lord never curse nobody. The blessing of the Lord always take you to a better place. The blessing of the Lord always raise you up and call you to walk in a place that has no strength, no sorrow. Hallelujah. 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 You know what he said? The sinner, I have those that are good that will praise me. I have them. That worship me. I have them in a receiving position. But the sinner, I have him laboring. Strive, laying it up so he can give to you that are good. And that day has come. People going to follow that, follow God, people going to find you, chase you down. Because when it get in your hand, you're going to make sure it gets in God's hand. Hallelujah. I say hallelujah. There shall be a continual flow. There shall be a continual flow.